then little class will be going. Om Shanti. So once Baba told in Murli, children, a time will come when five elements together will create havoc into this world. So I think we all have heard this, that five elements together will create havoc into the world. Then ever we think over it, what will be the measure of safety which we have to adopt? I know after the partition in India, there was battle between India and China, and once India and Pakistan. At that time, it was announced in whole the country that if there will be any bombardment, bombs were thrown, or such like situation will arise, then there will be siren. And listening the siren, you understand it, that there are the chances of bombs which was thrown. And how you have to save yourself. So this announcement was given in radio, in newspaper, and also some jeep having the mic in it announced in each and every area that what measure you have to adopt if such like situation will arise. And at that time they were telling that you put some paper on the mirror, these glasses, because glass will throw away very quickly and also go down, not remain up. And on the corner, if you, there is the place, you try to stand on the corner and dig something outside of your home and you can hide there. Such like things they announced at that time. And it was also announced that if there is at your home a very big dining table, you try to hide under that. These were announcements which common people were listening at that time. And I know such like situation when arises, and they said, put cotton on your ears. Gulzardadi, before sleeping, giving everyone the cotton, little cotton, have this cotton. Because I, Jagdish Bhai, and Gulzardadi ji, and one mother who was living there in the center. And Dadi was saying, when such like situation arises, we will be very cautious of that. So as soon as siren comes, we go down like that. But Jagdish Bhai going outside, seeing what is going on, how the bomb will throw down. Gulzardadi was inviting him, come inside, don't go outside. But he want to see all this. So I am not going to mention all this. I mean to say that when Baba is saying, children, five elements will create havoc at the same time. So do we feel that Baba is not giving us some indications how to save ourselves? Baba also has mentioned, what is the precaution you children have to follow before the such situation arrives? And this is one thing, that five elements we cannot control. But we can have the control over the body, which is made of five elements. These senses should remain under our control. And Baba told us, if you become master of your own senses, then these five elements may create the havoc, but they will not do any harm to such like children who are conqueror of the elements. One can think how the five elements cannot harm to such like souls. As we have sometime heard in the newspaper that flood is coming very fast, so such and such sites where some cities or some villages are there, please vacate the place because very fast flood is coming. And suddenly we hear that flood changing the direction and goes to other direction, give harm to others, not to that side, which side was vacated. Similarly, Baba has told us, where those who are the victorious souls are living, flood can come, fire can break out, but it will never give harm to my children. They will change the direction, and my children, who are the victorious, they will remain harmless. So children, if you cannot do anything, only you have the control over your own senses. And this body, which is made of matter, you have control over it. As we all have heard the story, a little child story, I think you must have heard sometime, that a child was very naughty and he was not allowing the father to do something. All the time he was creating mischievous task. And father turned away. When there was the old map of the world, and he take the few pieces of that map and give the child, join it together, and then you come to me. He thought that it takes a lot of time to him to join the world map. So he start doing his task, and child take that map which was torn away in many pieces and start joining. Son was ignorant about the world map. But within 7-8 minutes, he joined the world map and brought to his father. Father was astonished to see how it will be possible that my child within no time has created this map and joined it together. And you all know that son was ignorant of the world map, but on the back side there was the face of a human being. So he only have seen the face of the human being. So he joined the face of the human being. And when face was joined, because he knows where the eyes are, where the nose is. So when he joined the face, on the other side, the world map was created ready. In this way, he made ready the world map. Similarly, I was thinking at that time when I heard the story that we, Baba's children, and Baba has not given us very tough task to do something, because no one can control the five elements. But Baba all the time giving us directions. Children, have control over your senses. You are the master of the senses. If master has no control over the senses, then senses will make you a slave. So you are the children of the master, the supreme. Become the master of yourself. So once we, some sisters, were sitting in Madhuban, in Shantivan, and discussing over one thing, that if such like situation arises, that bombs start burst, and such a gases start coming, and water are our wheat and our everything which is needed to eat, if everything will become poisonous, then what will happen? How we can save ourselves? At least 2 days, 3 days we can live. Otherwise, within one day we are not getting anything to eat, anything to drink. Within few days we can leave the body. So we don't want to leave the body in such a situations. So what we will do? And one sister starts saying that from 1 month I have started one practice. And that practice is that 1 day or 2 day I am not eating anything. So that I have created the habit, in such a situation I can face that situation when there is nothing to eat. And I also sometimes not drinking water whole the day, so that I want to create this habit, I can face this situation. And we were discussing among ourselves Immediately Gulzar Dadi was passing through that way, and she asked, "What is going on?" And we asked, told Dadi, "Very deep subject is going on. And if you have time, you sit here." She said, "Okay." And she sat. And we are mentioning that when time will come, everything become poisonous, then what we will eat? So we are thinking that we should not eat food one day or 2 days, or we will not drink water in such a way. We start making habit so that we can maintain few days. So Dadi told, "I am not having this view. I am not agree with this view." I think, okay, it is nice if you are not agree. Tell us what we will do. Then she told that there was the time in Yajna when there was nothing to eat. Even Baba in those days never told us that remain whole day without eating. It is like a vrat, that today I pledge that I will not eat anything. Baba never did like this. Once there was nothing to eat, even there was little gud. What is gud?
Molasses, jaggery.
What is that? So it was the sugar cane, that sugar which is made by sugar cane, I can say that. And it was little, and Baba make it from this much to this much. Because there was the soda, he put it, and some other thing put it in it, it become like that. And Baba gave the name to that, Bornvita. Baba told, "Today all the children will be given Bornvita to eat." So it was new for the children, very happy. "Today we will be given the Bornvita." So Baba feed the children even with the Bornvita. And once it was said that there was nothing to eat for the breakfast, there was nothing in the kitchen. And only that who is controlling the food and cooking the food, and Baba, Mama. Only they knew everything. Rest, no one knows it. And sister in charge came to Baba and she told, "Baba, there is nothing to cook for the breakfast." Baba told, "Okay, child." And after the murli, Baba told the children, "Today, Baba and Mama take you to a picnic." So everyone clapped so nicely that we are today going for a picnic with Baba and Mama. So at that time, there in the jungle, we were saying cherry, but that was called their karonda. It is like a cherry, and so much it was. Where the minister cottages are, there were so many hills, and each and every hill, there were such a karonda plants, and some are very sweet, some are very big, some are small, some are so variety taste was there. So Baba take every children there, all the children there, Baba, Mama sit there and told, "Go and eat how much you want to eat." Half an hour or 1 hour, Baba, Mama sat there. Children were eating, and what is very tasty, they are bringing for Baba and Mama. "So Baba, this is so sweet. Baba, this you have a taste, it is very sweet." Like that, everyone eating that. And after 1 hour, then Baba moved towards home, and going there, asked the children, "Children, who want to take breakfast?" Everyone saying, "No, Baba, there is full, we are full, nothing noise, nothing is needed." So Gulzar Dadi was telling us that Baba never told children not to eat anything, and this day never comes in a yajna. So then we are saying, then what we will do? She told, "I think," and Baba always mentioning from the beginning of yajna, that whatever you are eating, there should not be asakti. What is asakti?
Lack of strength. When you
know. No, under the clutches of the taste.
Desires. Yes.
And desires. This thing is very tasty. This I want, let and bit more. And this is not tasty. I don't want this. Because Baba always saying those who are under the clutches of the taste, such like children have to suffer at the end. And those children who are above from the attraction of the taste, because when something is attracted towards, then people want to eat it little bit more. Maybe there is no place in the stomach. And sometimes it is not healthy for the health also. Even then person is eating it. So if such like stage is there, then such children have to suffer. Otherwise, Baba never let any child suffer with not having anything to eat. Maybe Baba inviting them in the subtle region or giving them such experience that children feel that we have fed it by Baba. Because I myself have seen when sometime trance messengers used to go in trance 1 month and continuously 1 month, this much they were eating, little, not eating much more. But they were so nice, so reddishness is on the faces. And it is not they become weak. So Baba can help the children in any way. But we should conquer to come under the clutches of the taste. And one thing, one paper also can come. Because Baba all the time telling us children, spare little time to give the vibrations or sakash to those souls who are in some wretched stage or having some problems or not leading a happy or healthy life. It is you children, only you can give them sakash, not anyone from all the souls of the world can give this, because you have connection with the Father. So I was telling one my experience, maybe some of you have heard. Once it was, because in the beginning it was not the 4 o'clock we have to wake up and sit in meditation. It is when Baba is going to go in a subtle region, before some time it was that 4 o'clock we are waking up. So I was thinking that today before Baba will go to class, I will go to Baba and say good morning. So about 4 o'clock I enter into Baba's room and I saw that Baba was sitting on the bed and his legs were like this and he was sitting like this. As if he was sitting in a room, but mentally he was not present in the room. Such a little red light was there in the room. So at that time, I don't want to go near Baba, because if I will go near to Baba, it will disturb Baba. And I don't want to go back even. This also will disturb Baba, because I came and I went. I know, once it was one example I will tell you, why I hesitated to go back even. So I was in a fluctuate stage, what I will do, go ahead or go back. But I was standing and there was quiet silence. After few seconds, I think, can say, Baba seeing towards me and not speaking but only doing like this. So I very slowly and slowly move towards Baba. Baba not holding my whole hand in his hand, only taking my one finger and shake hand with me. And after that he gave me drishti and then asked me, "Child, you sleep at night?" I said, "Very nicely, Baba." Because at that time there were so much greenery and mountain, and mosquitoes were so much. Before sleeping, sisters were coming in the room and they are putting something so that we can save from the mosquito and sleep. I thought Baba was asking me, "You sleep well?" So because maybe due to mosquito I couldn't sleep, therefore Baba is inquiring from me. I told very nicely. Baba told, "Children should not sleep." I keep quiet because I not only said sleep, I said nicely I was sleeping. And Baba told, "Children should not sleep. Child, this Baba was listening the voice of those who are in a very suffering stage. Such like painful voices are coming to Baba. You children are not having mercy over the people who are in such a stage. You children should also have mercy for all the souls, because many, many souls are facing many adverse situations and so many obstacles and so many worries and diseases, etc." Like that Baba meant a little bit. So I was thinking, now in last, I think, 2 or 3 murli, in one murli Baba told, "Children, in the morning fix up the time. Sit and give sakash to the souls of the world." Otherwise, Baba mentioning it from long a time, it is you children who should give sakash to souls. And in that murli, Baba told us, fix up the time and give sakash to the souls of the world. And I am thinking, once Baba also told us in one murli that at the end, some souls could not get the body. And those souls can wander into the atmosphere. So children, how you can save yourself? And Baba told in that murli, when someone is in a state of disease or something, when soul feel itself, "I am very weak," at that time such soul can attack. And Baba told that the time will come when millions and millions of people will leave the body and they cannot take birth. Maybe due to some gases, womb, they cannot go into the womb also. And the doors of the mukti is not open. When doors are not open and soul cannot go into the womb, where the soul will wander, where the soul will go? And Baba told us at that time, the soul will come in your way and not let you sit in meditation even. Because every soul wants that you are having such a method to experience peace or happiness in your life, give us. What you will do at that time? Therefore, sometime Baba is saying, "See, your store are filled with all these powers. Some such like souls will come. They want whatever you have stored in your store. And if your stores of peace, love, happiness are not filled, then these souls will not allow you to sit in yoga and have the experience of peace and happiness." So children, I thought over it that Baba always saying us, sit on a world globe and connect your mind and intellect with Baba. Get power and give power to all. In such a way, you can make the souls of the world your friends. And once Baba told us, there are such like places where easily human being cannot go. But if you are giving sakash, this light and might will reach to them, and following that light one day, such like souls will reach to you and get their inheritance which you have got from the Father. In such a way, those souls will not get the body, cannot go back, they start giving suffering or sorrow, are becoming obstacle in the way of other souls. And those souls who have served the souls of the world from long a time, they will never suffer you. They will never give you any kind of pain or any kind of suffering, because we have made them our friends. So it is the time that we can help the souls of the world. Otherwise, there is no one, because people have good wishes, but wishes cannot only go to a person unless there is not the power. And we have good wishes for so many souls, but with the wishes, if we have connection with the Father, then with that power, our good wishes can help the souls wherever they are. So it is the time to make ourselves ready to face the situations which were very quickly coming before us. And if at that time we try to make ourselves powerful or fill our store with all the powers, then we can't do it. Om Shanti.
जीवन मुझको सदा ही देखो, क्या से क्या बनाते हो, हर पल यही मैं सोचूं, हर पल यही मैं सोचूं, मन आंगन में अब तो बाबा, मन आंगन में अब तो बाबा, खुशियों के नाचे मोर, खुशियों के नाचे मोर, स्नेह प्यार की तुझसे बाबा, बांधी है जीवन डो, जीवन डो। सहा